Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet des Makis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hazoirik Even, Lerishas Harabit. Someone throws a stone during the day into the Rishas Harabit. Now, we're not talking about he mamish threw it onto a major street. The Batanura explains, Itaka was a public place, but it was an ashpa. People used it at night for whatever they used it for. But during the day, it was rare anyone should be there. He throws a stone there and it kills someone. He raises a goyle, he goes into galus. Now remember what we learned in the previous mishnah. In order to be chayev galus, it has to be in the middle. It can't be extremely negligent, and it can't be something that was totally out of his control. If this was mamish, a public street, that would be called very negligent, karev lemezid. For that, there's no galus. On the other hand, although it wasn't mamish public, Ataka, most of the time people are only there at night, but he should have figured there's a possibility someone is there during the day. Therefore, he's a shaygig. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov
says, "Im mikashi yitzasa ha'eben miyada." If the victim stuck his head into the path of the stone after the stone left his hand, let's touch the words inside. "Im mikashi yitzasa ha'eben miyada." If after the stone left his hand, only then, hoitzi alaz es roishay, did the other one stick out his head, nebuch, into the path of the stone of the kibla, and received the stone, which killed him, hareza pater. The thrower is potter. Because the Torah says, imotza esreyehu. It found his friend. Here, it's more like his friend found the stone. Now what happens if a person, by mistake, kills someone in his own property? Zakta mishnah vayit razorak esha even if he threw the stone lechatzeroi into his own yard, veharak, and killed someone. It depends. Was that person there with permission or not? Im yesh rishus lanizik. I'm sure you remember from Masechtas Bava Kama and Bava Metziah and Bava Basra that the Nizik means the person that got hurt. If the Nizik had Rishus to enter there, Goyla, the one who threw it, goes into Galus. The Imlav, but if the person who got killed didn't have permission to be there, Eina Goyla, does not go into Galus. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, it's the pasuk we quoted before from Parshas Shoftim. Vashayovay esriyehu biyar. If one comes with his friend into the forest, and the pasuk went on to say to chop wood, but we learn from there mahayar just like a forest. Rishus lanizik vilamazik likonis lisham. Both the one who did the damage and the one who never received the damage had rishus to enter there. That's when the pasuk goes on to describe when one would be chayiv galus for killing someone else b'shoigig. Yatsa with exception to chatzar balabayis. If it took place in the owner's own yard, she'ein reshus lenizik vila mazik likonesham, where the victim and the attacker did not both have permission to enter. Only the attacker did and not the victim, then he wouldn't be chayiv galus. So if someone gives reshus for another person to enter his chatzar, that also means that he's taking a chrayis. You know he's there. You have to be careful. Rabbi Shaul says, what do we learn from this pasuk? Ma chatovas eitzim rishus. Just as chopping wood is rishus. It's not a mitzvah. And here's where the Torah says he was chay of galus when there was an accident with the axe. So the same is true for anyone who by mistake killed someone b'shaygeg in order for him to go into galus. They have to be involved in an act of reshus. Yotza, with exception of ha'av ha'makez b'noi, a father who hits his son, to be mechanachim and by mistake kills him, or v'harav ha'roides talmidi, a teacher who is disciplining his talmid and by mistake kills him, or shliach bezin, or a shliach bezin who gives a choyti, the punishment of malchus, and by mistake kills him. Since these acts are not acts of reshus, so one who kills b'shoigeg is not chayiv galus. Now, a doctor is supposed to figure out how much makas the person can take. But here the doctor made a mistake. He should have said less. He received too many blows than he could take. So the shliach bezin who gave the malchus does not go into galus.
So in our mishnah, we learned that if someone throws a stone into the reshus harabim, meaning an ashpa, where normally people are only there at night, it's rarely used during the day, and Ebuchad hits someone, he's chayiv galus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, someone throws a stone, and then the one Nebuch who chopped the stone hit him,
went into the path of the stone after it left his hand. And the thrower is Potter. And then the Mishnah told us that if someone throws a stone into his own courtyard, if he gave permission for the Nizik to enter, he goes into Galus. If not, he does not go into Galus. That's learned from the example that the Torah gives about the woods. The woods is where there's Rishus for both of them to be there. With exception to the Chatzar of the Balabayas, we don't say that both the Nizik and the Mazik had Rishus. The Nizik did not have Rishus to be there. And Abishal learns from this case of the wood chopping, that just like the wood chopping is Rishus, with exception to where someone is killed b'shoigeg during the act of a mitzvah, then the person would not be Chayiv Galus.